Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the home of the brave.
To get loud every time he had the chance. I always thought he was a simple-minded okey. Come to find out he was the king of karaoke. He was everything that a man should be. The problem was that it wasn't with me. Poor me, poor me.
You know, I get the feeling that every now and again, you want to hear something from us, nice and easy. But you see, We never ever do anything nice and easy. We always do things nice and rough. So we're gonna take the beginning of the song, and we're gonna do it nice. And then we're gonna take the end and do it rough. That's how we do Proud Mary. That's a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost one minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, and we're rolling, rolling.
Presents Independent Artist Music Night right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode is sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production music fans out there. Hey, I'm your host, Easy Blue Eyes, tonight. Here shortly, I'm supposed to have somebody else to help join me and kind of give me the elbow to keep me going and get through the show. But hey, in the meantime, everyone is welcome to tune in and listen, and very much encouraged to share the show, as it would be appreciated by the Easy Blue Eyes production. And tonight, we are going to be taking callers. If you want to call in, please feel free. The number is 845-277-9175. Yes, please don't hesitate to call in. I'll tell you, we got a heck of a night for you tonight, and some updates and some special announcements. So tonight is going to be one of them. We're going to sit back, play various music, give updates, promote upcoming shows, promote some independent artists, have some fun. So we would just love for you to call in, enjoy the fun, and remember, everyone is welcome to enjoy the fun. You don't want to miss out, I promise, because you never know what we're going to pull off tonight. But, you know, we'll just kind of be kind of going through a few things. And also, I want to mention, tonight is also the announcement of the Independent Artist Fan Vote from the Final Four. Winner will be announced tonight. Who will it be? Tonight's winner is going to be a VIP on the website, and they're going to have a chance to have their music all 24/7 stream live. And they will go into the VIP lounge group where they can get the backside and inside and all that good stuff of the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. So, who can it be? Well, I'll tell you, the Final Four is Alyssa Marie Coon, Jennifer Malott, Hunter Blott, and Faith Bardell. So we just don't know. I mean, I know the answer, but we just don't know. But in the meantime, hey, I think that could be my special helper. So we're going to find out whether or not. Who do we have here? Hello. 1563, you're on the air.
Hi, Brant.
Well, hi. How are we doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I wish I could say I was doing great, but I'm hanging in there. It has been a while that I've heard you on the air.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm visiting my son this week, and we're listening to you. And I wondered if you'd play something for my great-grandson.
Okay, what would that might be?
I don't know the independent artist, so it has to be something of your choosing.
Well, you know, just because it's an independent artist night does not mean I can pull off anything for you. I know you're a big Ricky Van Shelton fan, and I think I'm going to kind of go that route for you. How about that?
Okay. And
you know,
Liam and Quentin.
All right.
And there'll
well,
be a new one. There'll be a new one in September.
Oh, my. I'm sure you're excited.
I am. Three great-grandsons.
All righty. Well, let me get down to Ricky Van Shelton. Let me see what we can I'm going to kind of check out and see what I actually have in the studio. Let's see here. Because I have a big list. Let's see here. Well,
what?
All righty, I think I can pull this off for you.
Okay.
And this is for Liam.
Liam and Quentin.
Quentin. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're gonna do a triple. I'm gonna throw one out there for them, and then I'm gonna pull a double for you, Delana.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, and I'm sure you already know the double, but we're going to do a triple for them real quick, and then we'll come right back, and it's good to hear from you. Hold tight.
You too.
Here we go. Here's a little bit of Ricky Van Shelton for you.
Life can't get better than this. Fill with my dreams and your promises. You made my world complete with every single kiss. There's nothing but time to make the best of this. I won't ever hear goodbye, even when the Mississippi unwinds. In this world there's no guarantee. Stars will always shine. When tears fall down on broken hearts, it never rains on mine. Clouds don't hide the sun. No evil spell can undo the magic done. And I can see by the way you look at me. And I can feel it. The best is yet to come. Life can't get better than this. Loving you is number one on my list. Oh, Mr. Moon above caught a glimpse of us. Now he's out telling everyone the best is yet to come.
Can't imagine love without.
you'd always be there for me. Now I don't know what to believe, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I can't imagine love without you. My heart keeps beating, my arms will keep reaching for you.
What people say, I still love you.
Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night. I am your host, DZ Blue Eyes. Hey, and I think finally we have our special helper on here. So let's see if we can welcome her to the show. Welcome.
Hey.
Looky there. It's my new profound Mama Lee. It's Leanne. Hey, it's been forever.
It has.
You know, I just kind of got, you know, done talking to Delana on here, and I was like, wow. You know, I was kind of confused because I know you're both from the same area, and I'm sitting there like, you know, is this, you know, you? You know, I kind of typed you on Facebook, and it was a big surprise that that was Delana, that, you know. So
oh,
it started off... It started off my night very great, you know, right there. you know, it's been a while. I think we used to call her Grandma D, you know, for a while.
Oh, yeah.
You know, both,
hey, Delana. Hope she's getting to listen in.
Yes, she is. It was great to have her call in. And, you know, Delana and Leanne's been listening to my shows for quite some time. I mean, almost off track. Almost the whole 3 years.
It's been a long time. Yeah, it's been a long
so,
time.
Well, you know, it's good to have you tonight to help me out here. I know you said that you could be long-winded, so, well, good. I can work with that.
Well, actually, I was driving back from Logan, and I had extreme weather. From Delana's side coming toward Birmingham, Alabama, all the way from the other side, it looked like just something, you know, I'm like, I'm in the middle. Something's going on both sides of the interstate. I'm heading home. So I got in the wind.
Yeah. You know, this is a different night for really both of you. You know, Delana is not much of the independent artist, you know, so I had to throw in some Ricky, you know, because Ricky Van Shelton is really, his music is really what keeps me going. But I think I could pull off something tonight for the both of you eventually. But I'm glad that you really called in. You decided to help me because we do have the independent artist winner tonight. And they will be going up on the website as a VIP, which VIP, you know, you're going to get a chance of free merchandise and, of course, the inside of everything, backside of things. But,
that's awesome.
You know, I mean, of course, you know, there's at times that Leanne, you know, she knows a few things on the personal side, which I'm going to get to that here shortly. But, man, it has been a long week. I mean, at least for me it has. What about you?
Everybody, I think. Everybody.
I mean, Do you know about the wonderful Mother Nature decided to go bipolar this week? You know, we had a little bit of rain and then some sunshine and then all of a sudden just, hey, let's have some snow in the mix.
Well, like, I don't know if you saw my Facebook. Did you see it where actually the, I forgot, the groundhog, you know how the groundhog always comes up. And actually,
oh, yeah.
It was like the groundhog's ex-wife accused him of being a liar and said that she had moved to Hawaii.
Yes,
he's a liar.
Kind of yeah,
we should have listened to her.
Well, okay, not to be a little political or sexist, but sometimes it helps to listen to females out there, and I think that was one of them. You know, we all should have listened to Mrs. Groundhog, you know. But
anything.
Absolutely. I mean, it just, I don't know, the weather has been quite different the past few weeks. You know, usually they have that April showers, bring May flowers, and then, you know, if it comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. Well, this time, I don't know really if we should be going by that this time. Cause it's
well, you know, there's also been a, I've seen it on a lot of posts about the cicadas. You know, it's the year of the cicadas. So that brings in, you know, that only happens, I think, every 10 years. I could be wrong.
That could be about
that
right.
That could be a situation there that, you know, they come out at this weirdness.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Real quick, I'm going to play one song. You know, it does kind of throw out the independent, you know, for those who like Ricky Van Shelton. I mean, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this next one because they are actually good friends. Bo Heatherly, you know Bo very well, just like I do. And Delana, you know Bo, you know, formerly known as Bozak. But Bo is singing with Julie Richardson in this next song. And I'm sure you know which song
that.
I'm going to play.
You know that's my fave.
I'll tell you what.
Those
the
two.
First time it debuted on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network, it played three times that night. I mean, it was like people were messaging, we got to hear that again, you know. Of course,
I know.
It
it's
back
beautiful.
To back. And, all right. So
those
we're going
to
play this
need
song.
To record more.
Absolutely. Julie, if you're listening, I hope you are, but I know you're busy at the same time. I've already done briefly talk to you. You two need to hook up more often and do some more music. But here
oh,
is
absolutely.
Bo Heatherly and Julie Richardson, If I Needed You. We'll be right back.
If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me? For to ease my pain?
Independent Artist Music Night. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's welcome back our special helper, Leanne. Welcome back.
Hey.
Wow. If I needed you, you know, that is a tremendous song. If I'm correct, I'd have to kind of go back and look. I mean, I should know this right offhand, but it's been that kind of week. Did it not go platinum?
It did.
Guess what I was, Julie, she has her own shows on the Golden Country radio show. But that song and amongst other songs and stuff like that has been nominated, you know, 12 different awards in Netherlands. So maybe possibility, it looks like in August that she could be taking a flight and picking up a few awards, you know.
Cool.
And I hope so. I mean, absolutely.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, she's,
The song is beautiful. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
I can briefly look up her, you know, soon, but I know there's like 12 different categories that she's been nominated. Maybe if she's listening long enough, she can call in and kind of throw that out there for us. So we know we got it right because it's been that kind of week for, well, I don't know. She might get it right because it's been that kind of week for everyone. But, I mean, very tough. I know we do have a new listener out there because we're actually messaging back and forth. So real quick, I'm going to give a shout out to Jennifer. Hey, you know, thank you for tuning in tonight to the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. It's always great to have new listeners. But all right. This is not the part of the show that I love. Some most needed giving updates. Sometimes you got to give the bear bad news. Right, Leanne?
Right.
Some who don't know, but I've had to battle over the past few years some health issues. I'm not really going to go into full detail on air tonight, but after tonight, next week, I have to take all week off. That way I can make it a few more days, you know. I'm trying to get to the third year anniversary and hopefully more. But if I don't take a step back, I probably won't be here very much longer. I need this break. I was able to contact the individual's manager about a certain individual being on Tuesday and had to explain medically my health issues. I really needed to kind of step back and reschedule that interview. I have a long ways to go. You know, as you know, Leanne, back in September, I had a right lung collapse, and now I have some more added issues that I have to get taken care of. So it's a long road.
Well, your health is above all the most important. I mean, you put you first.
And you know, I've had some of that conversations with a few people, especially you. But it's like everyone out there, you know, it doesn't matter, major fans, super fans, whatever, you know, somebody just tuning in, you know, and kind of hearing certain things, it's like, hey, do what you got to do. You know, your health comes first. And I'm sitting there at times, you know, my mental health also applies to that too. And without the radio shows, my mental health is just not all that great either. But kind of at the end of the day, we have to figure out which one's more important, you know, me being alive to do the radio shows or not. And I'm happy to pick, well, I have to take this, you know, opportunity and step back a few days and try to get everything figured out. But,
absolutely.
I will say, you know, eventually I will let everybody know. I mean, if you really want to know the personal side of things, my inbox is open and I will be gladly talk to you about it. But at this present time, it's not the right time to go over it on air, except let you know the bad news is that all next week, not by choice, there will not be one single radio show, which will give you all an opportunity to prepare yourself for the 29th to jump over on the Golden Country Radio Show and listen to Mick Bird's interview with Julie Richardson. I know I'm excited. I'm going to step back and I'm actually going to listen to that because I've been listening to her shows every Thursday as possible and going back and listen to the replays. But I think it's kind of a shame. You know, sometimes we just have to step back. But
well, we all look forward to Julie's show and we all look forward to the Mick Bird interview.
Oh, absolutely. You know, my niece did one interview on here, I think about a year ago, and it was fantastic. For those who don't know who Mick Bird is, well, we're going to find that out a little bit more detail. I do play his music quite frequently every Monday, and you can learn a little bit more. You know,
and
up
as far as Julie Richardson, the first time I ever heard of her was I actually had bought the Johnny Hobbs book, and I didn't know who Julie was, but I bought that book and I started reading it, and then all of a sudden this music came out, and I'm like, wow, she's so multi-talented. Her book is fantastic.
You know, I got the privilege of getting one that's autographed. I will throw that out there. If you want one, please get with me and I will get with Julie. Because as far as I'm aware of, she only has two that are autographed and short on the other ones without the autograph. But if you want
to
hook
up, I'm just
going
to have to meet up with Julie and get take my book and get autographed because she is amazing. That book was wonderful. And it's such the life of Johnny Hobbs and, you know, everybody. He was such a inspiration to so many musicians. He was an amazing man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he gave Alan Jackson, Ricky Van Shelton their start, and many more. You know,
Randy Travis.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I have started reading it, and then, you know, like I said, this week has been a little chaotic, but it sounds like I'm going to have a week off, and now I can pick up a few pages here and there and get into the book a little bit more.
Hey, that is what it's all about. You know, there may be a reason for that. That book is it's a great book, and you know, I think that's a good thing.
You know,
keep your feet up and read.
You know, and with some of the turn events, you know, that's going to be coming. You know, like I said, that'll be announced here in the future. It does look like I'm going to have a few weeks off to also to make sure I get to finish the book. I'll end up probably reading that book like two or three times just to make sure I have a full understanding of the whole book. But, you know, it's what I read so far, I'm not disappointed. I mean,
Can I ask you something? Go for it. Okay. Julie, we're talking about Julie. She is such an amazing, you know, writer, musician. Do you have a favorite song?
Favorite song by Julie?
By Julie. Yeah. Because that's what you should play for you tonight.
Okay, you're trying to get me to play bias here. And that's...
No, I'm just saying by Julie Richardson, because we were speaking of Julie. So I'm like, okay.
Oh man.
Do you have a favorite?
That's kind of like a little bias there. See, here lately, I've been on a very good month streak. Everybody putting me on the spot, and that's something new that I have not been used to. I've had a few
independent artists.
It's like, oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. I was asking individually by Julie, so I'm like,
Okay. I'm going to have to very much up my game. I guess taking this week off, maybe I can, reinvent myself back to, really not one song can I say is really much better than the other one. I just enjoy every single one of them. But
I do too. I've got a favorite because I think she does it well, but.
Oh,
you know, everybody has it.
If I have to, and there's a lot of reasons why, but if I have to, like, go ahead and pick one, I'm going to go ahead and play one. But like I said, there's a lot of reasons why that this is on the forefront of things. So I'll let you guys figure out the name of it, and then we come back, and then I'm going to kind of go over a little bit of the final four independent artists and play some of their music. But here is Julie Richardson. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and let's welcome back our special helper and guest tonight, Leanne. Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, I'm sure you know what the name of that song is. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's been a few days since a lot of people out there might have heard that. No, that is not Aliyah Miles. That was Julie Richardson's version of Black Velvet. And the kind of reason why that's out there, you know, and one of my faves is kind of, I know I'm still young, but not that young, but back in our younger days, you know, I used to be on the pole league, you know, shooting pole, and every time that come on the jukebox, well, I'm glad that I was the one that was shooting pole, because you lost when that song come across. So I don't know why. I mean, it's just one of them things. So. But that was back in our younger days. You know, you kind of got that Toby Keith kind of song, you know. What's that called, you know, good as I once was or something, you know, yeah.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm good once as I ever was.
Yeah, so like, yeah, you know, I think if I was to shoot pole right now, I probably wouldn't be very good because the pain level is just not into it. But,
I never was.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends on, you know, the night. I mean, like I said, it just because I might have won the first game, you know, it might have been because, or the last game, because that's what I'm coming across. I mean, that was it, you know. We all had good days and bad days. I know we're creeping up at the end of the first hour, but I need to really get to the final four and kind of get that announced, because I know one person that really wants to go to bed, you know, because they got things they got to do tomorrow. Yes, I said that out loud on live radio. But anyway, I do really have to get to that, you know, because, hey, everybody's got things to do, and the show is a little on the later side on Saturday sometimes. You never know. But Alyssa Marie Kuhn, Jennifer Malott, Hunter Lott, and Faith Bardell. Do you know anything about any of them four?
I don't.
You don't? Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to wrap the first hour with a whole bunch of songs called four of them. We're going to do four songs real quick and then come back, and I'm going to have Leanne help announce the newest Easy Blue Eyes production VIP member. How about that?
Cool.
All right. Well, I'll tell you right now. We're going to start off with Jennifer Malott and then go into, I believe, Alyssa. We'll go with Jennifer, Melissa, and then the rest of them, I think, will be self-explanatory, because there's only three females and one male. And then we'll kind of talk about how we're going to turn things around and change things up on that. But here is Jennifer Malott to start things off.
Coffee's leaking at 2 a.m. again last night. Now working late, then you're selling, ain't gonna fly. You tell me that I'm paranoid, but I have got my doubts. So let's lay things on the table. It's time to have it out. Reality,
Bro. worked all day, now I'm finally free. Headed to the bar, just my friends and me. Pool best place, walking through the door. Weekend plans like never before. Then I turned around, looked into your eyes. There went the rest of my life. Suddenly the whole world slowed down. Everybody else didn't make a sound. Maybe I don't know what you're doing to me. It could be this drink or it could be the way.
Listening to Easy Blue Eyes Production presents Independent Artist Music Night right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode is sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production Music Fans. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and tonight we have a special helper with us, so let's welcome her back first. Welcome back, Leanne.
Hello.
All right, well, that is a wrap of the first hour, and I'm going to tell you, it was kind of a tough decision, and then I was kind of like going through to trying to get to the final four, and then I kind of threw out a different trick, and well, we do have a winner, but before we get to that winner, I'm going to kind of go over who they are. We have Alyssa Marie Kuhn, Jennifer Malott, Hunter Lott, and Faith Bardell. Now, with them final four, I mean, do you agree that that would be a tough decision for you, Leanne?
Oh, yes.
I mean, all four of them are young. They have a career ahead of them that is unbelievable. And they're all four of them, and I think they're all great artists, and they have a lot to learn, and you know, I wish them all the best no matter what. So I mean, out of the four that was there, I mean, Could you honestly, I mean, if you had, it just was down to you, could you pick one, or do you just think it would be too tough?
I honestly thought they all sounded great. I mean, each and every one.
Like I said, they're all young. I know pretty well the ages of each one of them. I've had dealings with all four of them. And, I do have Alyssa and Hunter that's going to be coming up in May that's going to be doing interviews. Jennifer Malott just did a Facebook takeover not too long ago, and Faith Bardell was just on here a few weeks ago. They did an interview, so I do see strong potential in all four of them, and it just
absolutely.
It just, you know, I have that way of critiquing certain songs and certain artists, and no matter what, they all four have a wonderful career ahead of them. So, all right. Well, I think it's time to almost do that can countdown and find out who that winner can be. Is it going to be Alyssa Marie, Jennifer Malott, Hunter Lott, or Faith Bardell? We are going to find out in the count of 10. Hold on, and we'll be right back in the count of 10 with Leanne announcing the winner.
First, I want to give a shout out to every artist because all of them were amazing. But to announce the winner for the Easy Blue Eyes VIP, Jennifer Malott. Thank you,
wow.
Jennifer. I look forward to everything of your presentation. You were wonderful.
Right now I know Jennifer Malott is in Tennessee with another artist, independent artist, and they're doing their thing tonight. So I'm going to make sure Jennifer knows very well that she is the newest VIP member. I mean, with all the voting and everything, I had a general idea of what I was going to eventually do in the future, but you have to change up to what the fans want. And I try to give the fans everything they want. And so far,
exactly.
You know, what I was going to do was kind of working, but sometimes you have to change up. So congratulations, Jennifer Malott. You are the newest VIP member. I definitely will be sending you an invite soon to the VIP lounge on Facebook. I have a wonderful group now, and all the VIPs will get in there. And then not only that, all the VIPs end up getting a personalized free t-shirt. And that is kind of on hold at this moment because we are looking at a new logo and we're in the middle of a competition on that. You know, for those who want to jump in, you have until the end of the month to get that submitted. And on May 4th, Julie Richardson is going to be announcing the winner of that. The winner of the newest logo, they're going to get a personalized t-shirt as well for free with the new logo. And, of course, the VIPs are going to get the same thing. But let me add, the VIPs is also going to get a personalized sticker of the new logo. So now I kind of got to do that, you know, to kind of help out. It's one of them business obligations, you know, to say thank you. I appreciate it. But in the future, we're going to start adding every week to maybe every 2 weeks. I haven't really fully decided. You know, I do have this down week that one male and one female to go on just the support wall. You know, we're going to support every independent artist out there. And once your name and your picture goes up, you're going to be welcome to play all the music you can, the ones you submit and stuff like that, as much as possible. But in order to get free merchandise and the inside of everything, you're going to have to be on the VIP lounge. I mean, I knew that there was a couple that was going to get pretty close to the VIP. And, well, I knew in the long shot that, you know, one was looking over their shoulder and kind of briefly asking me certain things about VIP. And, well, no further ado, congratulations, Jennifer Mallott. You are the newest VIP member of the Easy Blue Eyes production. So, what do you think of them changes?
Me?
Yeah, you. No, I'm sitting here.
I think it's great. I think every artist, I think everything you presented of every artist was great. It was hard to decide. I'm glad I wasn't the judge.
I'm glad I wasn't the judge. I am going to play a little bias on some of that. It was a tough way to get some of that. You know, my bias is, you know, this is what I look for, you know, for the independent artist. It's not whether can you carry a tune, can you write a good song. I'm looking at all aspect of it. You know, are you carrying yourself very well, presenting yourself professional, and I want to see confidence. Overconfidence can kind of burn you a lot. You know, I want to know you as a person just as well. So there was some bias, you know, but that does not mean not a one of the independent artists is out. It's just today was not your lucky day. I mean, I have a lot of them almost 7th a week, but that's a whole different show.
Yeah.
But, you know, it takes a lot. You know, I know this side of the business very well, and I've been learning a lot on the other side of the business. So, and now I have a little bit more respect in what I did with what the four artists that made it to the Final Four, which I did not do the Final Four. I was able to eliminate one down to the Final Four, but I'm not the one who actually technically picked the Final Four. I do have other individuals out there that I talk to and that they help bring stuff to the table. I don't give names, but and mostly it's fans. You know, I let fans pretty well decide who's who and where things are going, and, you know, because this is the fan show.
Congratulations again, Jennifer.
Now, who would like to hear, because I have plenty of music of Jennifer Mallott in the studio. Who would like to hear a few more songs from Jennifer tonight?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Now, the one that I played just came out. Now, I'm going to play another one that just come out, too. You know, I mean, she is on the ball of bringing a lot of music out. She's wonderful. Like I said, she just did an Easy Blue Eyes production takeover on the 17th. She was supposed to do an interview on the 20th, but there was so much going on. You know, of course, it snowed where she was at. And then with her music career, she was in a business meeting and couldn't find her way to the studio because also Mother Nature decided to call. And it took things late. So we had to kind of cancel that. And, of course, there's more to it that is just not worth getting into. But She's got a few good covers, and she does have some originals. And one of my favorite ones, you know, of course, it's kind of partial to my five-month-old niece here that, you know, I call niece. You know, I kind of help take care of that. Every time this song comes on and she hears it, it's like, hold on, nobody move, because this is her song. But we'll talk more about that. I'm going to play two songs from Jennifer Millett, then come back. We're going to start off with one of the newest ones. Here is Census.
Tornado, looking for a soldier. tornado, looking for a man to break. Yeah, I'm gonna lift this house, spin it all around, toss it in the air and put it in the ground. Make sure you're never found. Thought you'd take a swing, trying to the girl, trying to the night, but it's the pain that brings my force of nature back to life. I'm a tornado, more disturbed than an X-5. Yeah, I'm gonna lift this house, spin it all around, toss it in the air and put it in the ground.
Welcome back to Independent Artist Music Night. I am your host, Easy Blue Eyes, and our special helper, our wonderful guest tonight, Leanne. Welcome back.
Hey.
Jennifer Malai, just kind of listen to some of the songs, you know, that I have, you know, been able to listen to. Senses was one of the newest ones at the time. She's actually come out with like 3 or 4 new ones in the last couple months. And I'll tell you, you really kind of got to listen to some of the songs now. And then, of course, she just did that cover of Tornado. I thought it was a great version. You know, what is your opinion of them two songs that we just got to listen to?
I thought she did well.
I have my own way of critiquing things, you know. Today's country, but that was kind of tough to say, you know. I don't want some of you guys to take it the wrong way, and some of the artists out there that I've had conversations with, I'd rather see more originality, but be a little careful with this country pop version. You know,
exactly.
I, some of that country pop is okay. You know, I mean, you bring what you bring to the table. I get that. I get that. You know, everybody has that right, and everybody has that ability. I just, there's a few times that, you know, I've had to let a few know, and I'm going to let you. If you want a country song, play country. If you want it to be more of a country pop where it's more on the pop side, hey, it's pop. It is what it is. We're not going to say that it's bad. I'm just kind of, if it's country, kind of watch your boundaries on that country pop. Pop has its own music genre, and I prefer most.
That's my exact opinion.
You know, I'm not going to take away, you know, the country pop, some of that, because, I mean, we have some of the greatest artists, you know, Carrie Underwood, you know, that kind of has that, Miranda Lambert. Now, they have their own way of bringing it to the table to make it work. But, and
you know,
still
Brent,
keep it more
if you want to do the perfect example, look at Ricky Van Shelton did Pretty Woman. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that was amazing. I mean, you got to know
song.
What you're doing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, doing some crossovers is okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
crossovers
just,
are okay if you know what you're doing.
I mean, Julie Richardson has done a few that I thought was tremendous. You know, I kind of gave her a hard time about Stevie Nicks. I think it was last week, because it was around that era. You know, there is a way that if you can do it and you can pull it off, don't be afraid to pull it off. Just make sure you call it as what it is. You know, I'm not going to, you know, shame you, you know, at all. You know, there ain't no shame in your game. If you can throw a little rock out there, throw a little rock out there. I mean, it's okay to kind of.
Absolutely.
But there's ways to fine line each song. I mean, because some song just has that, you know.
Don't try to say I've got this country voice and I'm putting it out there as pop, or I've got this pop voice and I'm putting it out there as country. You're singing a country. You're singing a rock song because you're an artist. That's what you do. You're talented. You can do that.
And
what it's about.
You know, and it's an honor, you know, that if you could pull that off, you could throw a little bit of rock in there, a little bit of country, a little bit of pop, a little bit of blues. Take that. Run with it. Because there's only a few artists out there that can actually do that. And
like Ricky Van.
Oh, but
very few that can do what he does.
You know, Ricky Van Shelton's done some gospel. He can, I mean.
That man can pull
off
anything.
He's done
look
country.
At his cartoons. He can literally pull off anything.
Yeah, I mean, he's even done a kind of a, I don't want to kind of call it that. I mean, because I don't know if you want to say R&B kind of vibe, but it was soul. Remember that song that just kind of got thrown out there that he did back in the 90s with that one group that he was harmony on that Bo shared?
Which one?
The one that he did with kind of the soul R&B group that he was harmony, and Bo was like, check this out, you know, and it was like instant, you know. As soon as that first note was being belt out, I knew exactly who it was. It's been a long time since I've heard that song. And then it was just like, wow, you know. See, that's what I'm talking about. Only a few artists out there can do that. And if you got the right to claim that you can do that and you can pull that off, own it. Own it. You know, I don't care. You know, I like to have a good album. of original music, you know, hey, not every song has to be completely country. You know, I love country music. I love a little bit of rock. Now, don't go too extreme with that. You know, if there's a few pop artists that, you know, I could kind of get with, if you can do it, do it. You know, just
I'm a classic rock, you know, because like
yeah.
I said, I've been to a lot of classic rock concerts. So I'm like, okay, I'm classic rock, but I love my classic country.
Absolutely. And that's just one of the many of the few that I, you know, I consider classic country, Ricky Van Shelton. I mean, old school, yeah. The thing his way, one of the manyest things that I grew attached with. You were a fan. You were a fan for a reason, and he did everything he could for his fans. I mean, it
just—and
I try to follow in that same footsteps. You know, nothing's perfect. I mean, I've had shows that I've had to turn around and kind of, in the middle of things, do a little bit of my way, but all about the fans, and I guarantee you that's how Ricky was. You know, I mean, you listen
to
the music.
He was absolutely about his fans.
I mean, you know, speaking of fans, we have a wonderful fan of music, and I don't want to just say just a fan. It kind of runs in the family. I mean, this young one. I don't know the full background story of this. If this was just one of them, hey, you want to just sing a song, you know, and somehow it just kind of got, like, videoed or something, and they recorded it. But now, you know, what was this only going to be a few times thing, you know, Leah, on my other platform? It's like I only wanted to play it a few times, you know, just to throw it out there. But now it's like I can't get it out of the rotation. I cannot get by with not playing it. And she's a young gal. I mean, how old do you think she, you would say she is? 6, 7, 8 years old, Tennessee?
I think she's probably 8 to 10. I think I'm sure she's at least 8 or 9.
Okay, well, she's on the young side.
Talented. I mean, yeah, very talented kid. I mean, talented.
I don't know about just talented, but gifted. I just know if this is what she goes for, you know, when she gets older, it's going to be very, very natural for her. It just runs in the family.
Yeah.
I mean, you just...
Well, you look at her, you look at her granddad, you look at Bo, he's super talented, so.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of one of the things that I said, you know, while back, you know, that I kind of, there was a video with them dancing around and her kind of just singing a little bit. I don't know if you remember that video for about 1.5, 2 years ago or something. That they had showed. And it was kind of like, you better watch out. You know, she's going to end up taking your spot. Well, no offense. I'm going to have to kind of stick to that. You know, we're going to let you be the judge of that out there. I already have my, and I'm not trying to play bias. You know, it's just kind of a truth set out there. I mean, but.
He needs to get the girls back in the studio. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and this one for sure is on her way to a wonderful career. And it wouldn't be amazed, you know, I would love, actually, it wouldn't be amazed if it was just kind of like, hey, on my next album, if I throw her on there singing a song with me, you know, kind of deal. I could see that in the future. But here you go.
Absolutely.
You take your choice, what you think. But here is Tennessee Clark doing her version of Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
And let's welcome back Leanne, our special guest. Welcome back to the show.
Hey.
Oh, man. That, wow. What do you think right there? I mean, go ahead. Go ahead, Leanne. It's your turn. You tell me what you think.
Bo needs to get those kids back in the studio. I know that. You know, today's kids, it's great to have them outside. You need to either have them outside, you know, having fun, or either in that studio, because that kid is talented.
Oh, but
definitely beyond measures.
Like I said, I can't, it just, majority of the time now on the independent artists and, you know, when I'm playing some of Bo's songs, I've been throwing that in there. And, of course, on the live stream, it's actually in the loop. And it's like one of them. If I dare take it out of the loop, it's like, hey, what happened, Easy? You know, where's that little girl song at? You know, and I'm like, I kind of change things up. Don't worry, it'll be back in there. And it's, you know, but that's a good thing. You know, knowing that,
absolutely.
You know, her age, she's got it.
Definitely, without a doubt.
If you would have heard me at that age, yeah.
I mean, if you would have heard me at any age, especially now.
Oh, you know, We can have our karaoke shower voice all we want, and we'll carry on with it. But that's in between us.
That child has a voice, and she has amazing talent.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure when Bo finds the time, and you know, he's not going to push it. He's going to let her fall, you know, to want to do it, because that's the way it's got to be. You can't push anyone into something. They've got to want to do it. So I'm sure that's, he can encourage it, and I'm sure he does. But
oh yeah, every time
when she gets ready, yeah, I'm sure he's like, come on.
You know, I'm sure every time Papa, you know, has them and kind of just around playing the guitar or just singing, I'm sure that's his way of encouragement. And either way, I mean, career or no career, you know, whatever she decides, she has that gift, that talent that just, no matter what, she's got it. You know.
Could I request a song?
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
I've got a Julie Richardson.
Oh, I know which one you're going to request. We're definitely going to get to that one for sure.
Yeah, Ran Beneath My Wings.
Yep.
I need that. I need that tonight. My daughter's going in Wednesday for a cancer test. She's had to do this for the last 6 months. And, you know, it always reminds me of my mom. And I really need to hear that song.
Well, absolutely. So, matter of fact, I was going to cue that up, you know, for right here at the ending anyway. You just kind of helped me out.
Julie does that. And I'm like, okay, that's my new favorite individual by Julie. She's such a talented artist, but yes, that's one of my faves.
Absolutely. All right, I'm going to kind of go ahead and kind of give you what is scheduled for somewhat of May here. I mean, that way everybody knows what's coming up, because next week I am taking off, you know, until May 1st. Going to have Kirk Baldwin on the show. I'm going to do a little bit of an interview and play some of his music. May 4th. Wow. I am telling you, May 4th is going to be a very, very busy, phenomenal day. You know, we have the 3-year anniversary, and it's nothing but full of Facebook Live concerts. And I do have several independent artists booked. I only have one spot left to book, and I think I have that artist booked, but I will not give that name out quite yet. But on May 4th, you know, we will kick off with Mick Burr doing a live concert on the Easy Boys Production Radio Network page, Brianna Faith. And then the 2 to 3 o'clock, that's open. From 3 to 4, we're going to have Sonny Thurnell. Then 4 to 5, Jenna McDaniel. And then to wrap things up, it's going to be Daniel Keppel. Concert is Jennifer Malott, and which goes right into the 2-hour live podcast celebration for our 3 hours or 3-year celebration. So that's a, you know, it's been a long work of things, and so it's just kind of tremendous. And then on May 8th, we're going to have Alyssa Marie on here doing an interview. And then May 11th, we have Hunter Lott that's going to be on here. May 15th, we have open, and right now I'm not taking any bookings for that day. For many reasons, I'm going to go ahead and keep that day open right now in case anything needs to change. And on the 18th of May, we're going to have Camber Kane, you know, on the show. So that's what we have kind of lined up coming up in the month of May. Right now, like I said, I'm not going to take any more bookings for right now until I get everything settled and I know what's going on. So May is going to be a busy month, too. I can just see that.
It always is for everybody. You got schools, you know, and colleges, everything.
But, you know, it's been a long road, Kevin, and I appreciate all my fans that have stuck in with us. And, you know, this is a treat for everyone out there. But I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to end tonight, and I appreciate you jumping aboard and kind of help me with the elbow and kind of keep me going through tonight. And I just want to really
Brett,
thank
you
all.
You are very appreciated, too. You are very appreciated. Thanks for all you do.
It's going to be a long journey for me, you know, still. I know what's coming, but I'm just going to take one day at a time and hope for the best.
That's all you can do.
And then kind of be able to continue what I've been able to in the past. It's going to be a chore. And Leanne knows a little bit more than what some do out there. But there again, I do appreciate everyone that has ever tuned into any of my shows. I don't care how many you've listened to, you know, to know that my inbox has been open many a times. Thank you. I've had a great time. I appreciate the songs, the shout outs. That's what I do, what I do it for. You know, it's not about money. And it's not about the time. It's be able to make someone smile.
And everyone, please keep the radio guy, Easy Blue Eyes Brent, in your thoughts and in your prayers. Thank you.
I appreciate that very much, yes. With that, I'm just going to leave with the last request and one of Julie Richardson's greatest songs that, you know, she's been able to do and pull off. I love it. And you. Anyway, thank you for tuning in tonight to the Easy Blue Eyes Production Presents Independent Artist Music Night right here on the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. Tonight's episode was sponsored by the Easy Blue Eyes Production fans. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's been wonderful having you on here. And thank you, Delana, for calling in. That really meant a lot, especially tonight. I hope to see everybody in the month of May, and let's continue with the Easy Blue Eyes Production Radio Network. I've been your host, Easy Blue Eyes. With that, God bless you, and we'll see you in May. Everything I would love.
know the truth. Of course I know. I would be nothing